Welcome to the Pacific Foundation National Board special meeting, Thursday, May 22nd at 8:40 Eastern Time. I'm going to ask the Assistant Secretary, Adriana, to take the roll. Please call the roll, Adriana.
Yes, thank you. Janet Colon.
Present.
Brian Edward Picker.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Maggie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazón.
Here.
Tim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
I didn't get a good look at her feet. There were about 20 or 30 fleas up there.
Adriana Casmel, present. Hank Lam.
Tim.
Frank Lam. George Ryder.
Here.
I'm sorry, who answered?
George Ryder, here. I'm here.
Richard Usel.
Here.
Carolyn Burton.
Somebody's making big rattling noises. Could you please put yourself on mute so we can't hear that? It sounds like paper rattling or something. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Adriana.
Janet Coleman.
Here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Celine Roberts.
Present.
Marie J. Saba. Okay. Jim Brown.
Present.
Benito Diaz. Lucette King. Tony Norman.
Present.
Heather Gray, I think that she has some excuse, right?
Right.
Janet Lane Spear. Janet? Okay. I have only 12.
I'm sorry.
Only 12.
Somebody, who was that who just came on?
Jose Luis.
Okay.
Carolyn on the call, please. Sorry to be late.
Okay. We have quorum, Madam Chair. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 people present.
Okay, very good. So we have a request for an excused absence from Heather Gray. Are there any objections to excusing Heather's absence? Hearing none, so ordered. And we need to...
Madam Chair, this is Richard Uzel.
Yes.
I would like to ask for just a moment to make a quick statement, and then I'll move on if I could.
Well, let me identify a timekeeper, Richard, and then I'll call on you.
Thank you.
Is there somebody who's willing to be timekeeper? I need a volunteer. This is a problem.
I'll do it. This is George.
Thank you, George. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
Thank you. I don't want to take up much time doing this, but I just want to give a notice of a continuing breach on three items. The election of the chair, the motion to hire Salvador, and the motion to fire Reese. And I'd like to go on record as this being a continuing breach. And that's all I want to say about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Okay. So,
Madam Chair?
Yes. Who is that?
This is Lawrence.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I want to ask if we could submit a resolution on behalf of AC Bird.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me just ask if that, I saw the resolution, has it been sent to the entire board?
I'll be more than happy to do that, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay, so your request is to add it to the agenda. Where would you like to do that, Lawrence?
Hold on. I have to look at the agenda.
May I propose immediately after this item?
After agenda approval.
After agenda approval.
No, immediately after, well, if we must. I would rather go immediately after this item.
Well, I think we're dealing with agenda approval now. I'm sorry. I got a timekeeper and I moved on to agenda approval. So do you want it first on the agenda? Is that where you want it?
Yes, Madam Chair, but I won't be able to email it till I get home.
Oh, I can. I'll do that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I have a quick point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
It's sort of a parliamentary inquiry, I suppose. I wish to go on record as disagreeing with the items that the previous member claimed were a continuing breach. So I would like to put that on the record.
Okay.
How do I do that?
Just put it on the record.
Okay.
Put your name and your statement on the record.
Okay, thanks very much. So done.
Anyone else who wants to put something on the record? Okay.
No, Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet. Let's not take too much time.
This is about the agenda?
Yeah. Okay, we're talking about the agenda now. So the first item is statement about A.C. Byrd, which I'm about to mail to you all. This is for those of you who don't know A.C. He was a longtime active participant and supporter at WPFW, and he died earlier this week. So there is a...
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'll defer to any of my D.C. colleagues who want to say a bit more about AC, and if not, then I would say something.
Okay. So I'm just...
Janet Kay.
Hold on a second.
Yep.
So a motion has been made to add this item to the agenda. Is there any objection to that?
I have an amendment to it, another acknowledgement, and that is WBAI's Alombe Brass, who passed and should also be acknowledged.
Okay. Can you send something to that effect to us?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I am forwarding this now. Okay, here it comes. All right, now, are there any objections to adding this resolution and the resolution that Janet is going to send us about another person whose name I didn't get, but I apologize.
Alombe Brass.
Okay.
I sent it to the board during the week.
The AC thing?
Then it's already there. I just move that the they be joined.
Okay, what's the other? So how do you spell the other person's name?
B-R-A-T-H. B as in
his
boy.
His first name is Alombe.
Alombe.
Alombe. Oh, I remember seeing that.
M as in Mary.
Yes, I remember seeing that.
B-E.
Okay. All right. Hearing no objections, we'll add those to the agenda at the beginning of our work. Okay, so now Janet Coburn, you have an amendment to the agenda.
Well, regarding item 5, unfinished business, item B, which is the motion for an audit of the 2014 PMB permanent chair position election, I submitted a modification to that motion, and the current agenda has the old language, so that needs to be replaced with the new language that I
yes. Okay.
And right. I can read that, which replacing the last
hold on
item.
A second. Hold on a second. The secretary has a question. What is it? Serene.
Yeah, well, someone's phone is ringing. Of course, the agenda has the old motion because you didn't send in the change until after the agenda was sent out. But my question is, would it be appropriate to change that now or when we get to the item?
Well, I think it's appropriate now.
I'm asking the chair. I was asking
okay.
The chair.
I think it's all right to change it now. Janet can change the language of her motion until it's before the body. After that, it takes a vote of the body to do it. So why don't we do it this way? It seems simpler to me. And then we'll move forward with it. What page of the agenda is this on?
Point of information?
Yes.
Okay.
I found
can it. Can you resend, Janet, please? Janet Kay, can you resend your new language? Because,
Janet Kay, I just sent something before the meeting because I had left out an attachment to the email I sent that had that language. So you should see
okay.
it. You know,
it just
right
came.
Before.
Okay, so Janet, yes. Where is the change you want to make?
Okay, one moment. All right, so it's the last part or the last actual sentence replacing, quote, and that if any irregularity is identified by the audit, a revote take place and be chaired by the then 2014 pro tem election chair, Serene Roberts, replacing that with, and that if any irregularity is identified by the audit, a coin toss between Wilkinson and Ryder take place to determine the winner. That's it.
Okay. So the new language is a coin.
If any irregularity is identified in the audit, a coin toss. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So that's fine. And that. All right. So that's in there, and the language is replaced. No problem. Okay. Any other changes to the agenda?
Yes, Carolyn, on the fact, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, I'd like to move up the item, which is now K, under old business, way down there, my motion to hire, to proceed to find counsel and hire general counsel. I'd like to move that to be the first item under the agenda, because I really think it's crucial that we work very hard to get general counsel. And the motion has a process which is really simple but laid out very steadily. So I'd like to move that item up from K up to A.
Before any of the reports?
Well, either that or time certain. I don't see a time. Oh, yes, there is a report from you. I don't see a time. Oh, now it's 10 minutes. Okay, I didn't see one before. So what immediately after reports and before any other business?
Okay, so that would be
after reports.
C. So that would be item C under number 3. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are there any
30 minutes? So I mean, would it be better to make it 9:30? Time certain. It's 8:53 now.
Okay.
All right, so we'll leave it item C then if there's an objection.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right,
This is Lydia.
Item K.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, there's a much older item, but extremely relevant to how we proceed with the general counsel issue, which was brought by former director Ken Aaron, and it's on the agenda. Again, I'm driving, so I can't look and see where it is, but I would say that needs to be added to that same position.
Oh, Ken Aaron, it's called requesting legal counsel.
Right, that's correct. And so that predates anything that's been brought so far, so that needs to be put before Carolyn. That's my motion.
Point of clarification?
Where is that, please?
It's on page 11 of 12, according to this. It's under C, other motions. One, requesting legal counsel, can an Aaron motion, currently sponsored by Rosenberg. So it's from, I believe it's from 2012. Is that right?
Does it have a number or a name on it? Or?
Yeah, it says requesting legal counsel, Aaron.
No, I mean, does it have a number or a letter? Or
yes,
an order?
One, but I don't know what this is.
Tony, for point of information.
Madam Chair.
Hold on. I need to ask people to be recognized. I apologize.
Sorry.
It's under motions carried over from 2012, and it's item C1.
In Roman numeral 9. Madam Chair, the Assistant Secretary is trying to get clarification on something. We should probably pause.
Yes, Adriana, what is it? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, when I take the roll call, I'm sorry. So bad I didn't ask for our intern executive director, Mr. Bernard Duncan. She was present, and Mr. the CFO, Mr. Raul Salvador. I want to correct that for my file.
Okay. So are Bernard Duncan and
Carolyn on the side, please?
Hold on, Carolyn. Are Bernard Duncan and Raul Salvador with us?
Bernard Duncan is here. Raul will join us as soon as he can.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Carolyn?
Yes,
okay, Tony, what is your... Hold on a second. What is your question, Tony?
You were taking... I know Janet made some changes. I didn't hear you call for an objection. You didn't just... I would object to that. You're not exactly moving that up on the agenda. She's just proposing that.
I'm sorry.
What's that?
Janet Kay, point of order.
Hold on. What Janet did was she changed the language in her motion. She did not change the position, on the agenda. And Robert's Rules of Order allow her to change the item, language in the item, until we get to that, till we take up that item on the agenda. Okay, so the only change that Janet made was to change the language.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Now,
this is Kim.
Carolyn.
Okay.
Please. Okay.
Carolyn is trying to understand Serene's suggestion. Is that correct?
Yes, I found the motions, but, you know, there is a Roberts Rules of Order that states that things from the previous board fall off the table when a new board is instituted. So this would have to be introduced again, not just moved automatically. And I do think it's a little bit irrelevant at the moment, but it doesn't automatically get moved. It has to be reconsidered. So I would like that to be considered after my motion, not before, because it has to do with funding and cost limits and so on. It has nothing to do with the procedure.
Okay.
Point of information.
Hold on a second. What is who's asking for a point of information?
Lydia, sorry.
Go ahead, Lydia.
And I would just like to ask the member to send us the Roberts citation. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any objection to taking up the requesting legal counsel motion by introduced by Ken Aaron apparently in 2012 after we deal with Carolyn's motion on
that wasn't my motion.
Yes, Kim.
I requested to be
heard.
Okay, whoa.
Everybody hold on. Okay.
This
so
is
now
Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia. Please make your motion.
My motion was to place it before Carolyn.
Okay.
The issues there need to be addressed, resolved, or restated.
Okay.
Before. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there a second to Lydia's motion?
Thank you.
Okay. So Lydia's motion is to place this item before Carolyn's motion. We are amending the agenda, which means we have two speakers for and two speakers against. So let's hear.
Point of information, please.
Yes. Go ahead. What's your question?
So, if I just want to be clear, voting to move
the old Aaron motion ahead of the current Burden motion does not mean that we're agreeing to move the current Burden motion to wherever Burden wants it.
Oh, right? I thought there was no objection to moving Carolyn's.
Yes, I objected.
I apologize. Okay, so step back, everybody. First,
so on my question?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Serene.
No, I'm saying, so now
that was my answer.
I don't know who that is, but I'm speaking. I have the floor.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Serene.
So, I want clarification that what we're voting on now is moving Lydia's motion, the old Aaron motion, if you will.
No. We have to step back because apparently I thought there was no objection to moving Carolyn's motion on hiring general counsel to item 3C, but there was an objection. So we have to take speakers for and against on that and vote on it. So
I think that's not correct. I think that we currently have two motions on the floor, one from Burden on moving that item up and one from Lydia on moving the Aaron motion to before that motion, wherever it ends up. And so we would vote first on Lydia's.
No, I'm
sure.
A point of order.
Okay, go ahead, George. What is your point of
order? We have two motions on the floor. You're correct. Since there was an objection, you have to clear Carolyn's motion first before you get to Lydia's motion at all. Lydia advanced that motion thinking that it had been done already.
Right.
You don't know what Lydia was thinking.
Pardon me. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Well, I agree. George doesn't know what Lydia was thinking. That's not the point. I made a mistake because I thought there were no objections to Carolyn's motion, which was placed first. We have to deal with that first, it seems to me. Then we can deal with Lydia's motion. So first, let's...
This is Lydia,
what?
If I may.
Yes.
There was a motion to place something on the agenda to move it up. Mine is an amendment to that to say wherever it ends up, Serene...
Got it.
Distinctly, wherever it ends up, that the Aaron motion has to come first. So
it's not a motion. That's why
the address first. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia, for that clarification.
This is Kim, point of
what
information.
What is your question, Kim?
The motions are basically unrelated. They have nothing to do with each other other than they're dealing with, you know, they have the word counsel in them. So how can they be an amendment?
It's not an amendment. Yes, Burden.
No. I'm sorry. It's perfectly okay. Carolyn Burden made a motion to move her item to 3C. Lydia made an amendment to place the Ken Aaron motion before Carolyn's motion, wherever it ends up on the agenda.
But how can that be an amendment since they're unrelated?
It's perfectly okay. That doesn't matter.
Point of objection, it is not okay.
I don't think it matters whether they are related or not. They both deal with the issue of a general counsel. Please, let's not do this. Let's not spend time wasting our time talking about this.
I am ruling
that we deal with Lydia's motion first, which says that wherever Carolyn's motion ends up on the agenda, we deal with the Ken Aaron motion first. That is the
point. I am challenging the ruling of the chair, Madam Chair. I think they're unrelated.
Point of order.
I didn't recognize you, Carolyn. What is your point of order, Serena?
That is my point of order. Thank you.
Ruling of the chair, I did not recognize you.
Do you want to ask for the floor? You may ask for the
floor. I'm asking for the floor. Thank you.
Yes, Carolyn, what would you like to say?
I believe there's an error because one is not an amendment of the other. It's a placement of a different motion in order, and that can come at any time in the procedure. The motion that I propose is first, and Lydia's motion is second. So I would like you to rescind your motion. If not, I would like to challenge the ruling.
Okay. I'm not going to rescind my ruling. I think the amendment is perfectly in order, and I am going to ask that we move ahead. Unfortunately, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair, may I ask you to make some order in this and do not reward bad behavior. Can you please, with somebody without the floor, interrupt and go first? Instead of giving that person the floor, can we bump that person to the end of the list? Then it's fair for the rest?
Okay.
Thank you.
I sort of like that suggestion. Okay. So let's be clear. My ruling is that Lydia's amendment is in order. Carolyn Burden challenged that. We are now going to... I forget.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead, George.
Well, I haven't been able to find the agenda at all, but so one point is, when was it sent out for this open meeting?
And the second Tuesday, I think.
Tuesday, okay. I'll find it. And then the other question was, is Ken Aaron's motion on that agenda?
Is whose motion? Ken Aaron's? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, on page
Lydia
11.
Lydia wants to put on again.
On page 11 out of 12.
Page 11 out of 12. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's called something about counsel. Okay. So I forget. We have to have a debate on the ruling of the chair. Is that correct? Somebody
yes.
Tell me.
Yes.
Okay. So the chair says...
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Yes.
What someone is dialing
I know,
during
and,
the call.
And
well, wait. I understand from our engineer that he can actually detect which person's line is emitting that sound. So perhaps he can help us help them to not do it anymore. There's always some sort of disruption.
Okay.
He can identify the line.
All right. Otis, are you here? Did you walk away?
I just changed phones. So.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay. I will.
Point
I
of
will.
Order. This is Brian.
Go ahead, Brian. What is your point of order?
An appeal of the chair is not debatable when it pertains to the priority order of business.
Oh, I forgot. Thank you so much. Okay, so this is not debatable. My ruling is that Lydia's amendment is in order and that we will take that up before we take up Carolyn's motion to move her item up on the agenda. And I will ask the secretary to take the roll. A yes vote means you support the chair, a no vote means you don't support the chair.
Point of information, please, Madam Chair.
What's your question, Carolyn?
Yes, could you ask Brian to send us that ruling from Robert Schulz? Thank you.
I think he did previously, but if you can do it again, Brian, that we'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, Madam Secretary.
Adriana, can you do this one? I'll do the next. Thanks.
Okay.
If you're able.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana, if you could call someone.
I'm sorry. Yes. Someone wants to ask a question. I don't know who that was.
It's me, Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence.
So
what is your question?
Can you tell us? Can you please tell us what a yes vote and a no vote means?
Yes, a yes vote means you uphold the chair. A no vote means you do not uphold the chair. The chair's ruling is that Lydia's amendment is in order, and we will take that up before we take up the question that Carolyn raised about moving the discussion about the general counsel up on the agenda. I would admonish people to know that it is already almost 10 minutes after the hour, and this meeting started 35 minutes ago. No, 25 minutes ago. Okay. Adriana, are you ready to take the roll?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
In supporting the chair, Janet Coburn.
No.
Ryan Edward Kegler.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Lydia Brazón.
Yes.
Brazón votes yes. Kim Kaufman.
No.
Kaufman votes no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Reyes votes yes. Eliana Casmade votes
yes. I'm sorry,
yes.
I was muted. I'll vote yes.
We got you. That was Lawrence.
Frank Lam.
Yes, it was.
What?
Yeah,
I'm
no.
sorry.
Lawrence thought we couldn't hear his vote. Go ahead.
No, that was Hank.
Oh, that was Hank?
Frank Lam.
Second.
Oh, no. It wasn't.
Okay.
No? Okay.
Sorry, it was blank.
George Ryder.
Point of information.
I'm sorry, Hank's not even on the call. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I said. It was Lauren.
Okay, please stop the crosstalk. Adriana can figure it out. There was no response from Hank Lamb. Go ahead.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Rita Usel.
No.
Usel votes no. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Burden votes no. Janet Coleman.
No.
Coleman votes no. Celine Roberts.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Manjeet Saba. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Brown votes yes. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Diaz votes yes. Lucette King. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Lane Stewart.
Against, and then we come to a vote.
And that's 2 minutes apiece, Margie?
90 seconds each.
90 seconds, okay.
Yes. Thank you. Speaker 4. Lydia, do you want to speak 4?
Well, yes, just that I think it's a relevant issue which we can fold into whatever we end up proposing for the search, but it shouldn't be dealt with after the fact. And therefore, let's discuss that now. And then, you know, if we want to, when we get to that discussion, then we can fold it into whatever we end up with. So that was my thinking, because it was a sound motion. I mean, I was not, you know, swayed by whoever it was that made it, but originally. You know, they make good points in their motions to at least consider.
Thank you, Lydia. Speaker against.
A point of information, Madam Chair.
What is your question, Carolyn?
I don't think that anyone has read the motion. Perhaps for the benefit of people on the stream, they might like to know what's being voted on.
Could, point of order.
Someone read the motion?
I'll read it. I'm happy to read it.
Thank you.
It's not a point of order, but it...
I know. It's not a point of order. You're right, but I'm happy to read it. Okay. Requesting legal counsel. Whereas there is a potential for irresponsible abuse of the director's privilege to seek counsel, thereby incurring financial obligations for the foundation without regard to cost, such approval will specify a cost limit and a time limit for the fulfillment of a request. This applies, but is not limited to advice, review, reports, evaluations, and filings. This does not apply to normal work done in relation to ongoing legal actions or projects already approved by the PMB. Nothing in this resolution alters or affects management's rights and duties to hire counsel as needed in accordance with the bylaws. So the point is that directors who seek counsel must specify a cost.
You're motivated. Just read it. That's
okay.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
Just use the agenda.
Okay. So that's it. It's about containing costs for legal counsel. Okay. Okay. So now a speaker against Lydia's amendment.
I'll speak against it. This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I might have even helped Ken craft that motion. I certainly thought it was a good motion at the time. I think it deserves to be heard, considering we have no counsel, and it looks like it's going to be a long time until we have one. I think this motion is out of order as a real time waster and slow down an agenda before we even get close to hiring a general counsel, and it's much more important to get that process started. So I'm going to vote against it.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Speaker 4.
Okay. Thanks. There are two speakers for who can speak now, right, because we had two against.
No,
Lydia motivated her motion.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
no, she spoke.
She spoke for it. I asked her to speak for it.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not speaking to the member who's interrupting me.
Okay.
I actually think that it would be useful, since it is 9:15, and we've been dragging around many motions for, well, I shouldn't say we, but the board has been dragging around many motions, some of them since 2012. Whenever there is an opportunity to address a subject and deal with all the issues connected with it, why would someone object to doing that? The issues are clearly related. They apply to how we get counsel and how we use counsel, all of which comes with a price tag. And I'll point out that here it is, more than half an hour in, and we're still working on an agenda.
Thank you, Serene. A second speaker against. Is there someone who wishes to speak against?
You've had two against, Kim and Burton.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fine. Thank you. All right. So now we're time to take a vote. Will the secretary call the roll? Can you tell us and explain the vote, please?
Okay. If you vote yes, you are upholding the ruling of the chair that the Razan motion to remove the air.
No.
Sorry?
No, it's not.
We already upheld the chair. We're voting to amend.
Which would place
it ahead of the Burton motion, wherever that ends up.
Exactly right.
Thank you both. Janice Lane Ewart. Brian Edward Stegart.
Brian votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
You, Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Can't hear you, Kim.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Did you say Lawrence Reyes?
I did.
Yes.
Thank you. Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? Can't hear you. If you're there, pound one. George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
No.
Hey, Carolyn Burton?
No.
Janet Coleman? Janet, pound one. Come back. Serene votes yes.
No, sorry. Janet, no.
Okay, thanks. Manager Sabah? Can't hear you. Jim Brown? Benito Diaz?
Yes.
And you, Lizette King? Can't hear you.
Jim Brown? Did you hear my vote?
No, please.
Yes.
Thank you. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather is out today. I did not hear. Hank, are you there? Manager, are you there? Janice Lane Ewart, are you there? One moment, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
I don't think I voted either. It's George. I vote yes.
You did.
We did. We heard you.
I only count you once.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, the vote is 11-4-1. Do you wish to vote?
No, thank you. Okay. All right. So now we're ready to deal with Carolyn's motion, which has to do with the placement of this general counsel discussion on the agenda. Carolyn, will you please restate your motion for us?
Yes, I'll be glad to. Shall I read the entire thing or just the main part?
No.
I'll motivate it afterwards and summarize the original.
Just tell us
where you want to put it.
Right now, we're only talking about where you want it on the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
That's
I want to move it to the head of the agenda, being the next item after the reports.
Okay. So that would be item 3C. Okay. All right. You may speak for your motion if you like.
Thank you, yes. In the past, the board is so divided that we have a very close majority, one or two, and it's very contentious. We've already lost one council, and we don't need to do another. So I'd like to propose, this motion proposes, that we don't even interview, much less hire, any applicant for the position of foundation council unless two-thirds of the board agree to at least interview and then to hire such a person. Without a two-thirds majority, there's going to be continual squabbling over one or two votes. It's much too slim, and we need to have at least two-thirds of the board has to have full confidence in any council that we hire. So my proposal was simply a way of reducing the arguments over whatever council advises us. We've gotten into trouble before for rejecting advice of council or for following it because we don't have enough confidence. Two-thirds of a board, which should be 100%, but two-thirds of a board would squelch some of the factionalism that has been making life very difficult for us and making it very difficult to move ahead. So I'd like to make sure we don't run into that after we hire someone and have a council who then feels obliged to retire, to leave us.
Madam Chair?
Okay.
Point of information.
Point of information.
Hold on a second.
Serene, the point of order.
What is your point of order, Serene?
That has got to be, that's been more than 90 seconds. Who's timing, please?
I
didn't know that we had a time limit on this. It's not, we're not talking about, do we have 90 seconds for everybody, for everything?
Yes, 90 seconds for everybody.
Yeah, because we want to get through the meeting.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry, George, I didn't make that clear. 90 seconds for everybody and everything. Okay. Now I'm going to take a speaker against.
Point of information.
What is your question, Benito?
I'm unclear. Is this discussion about whether or not to put the motion on the agenda or whether to move it up?
Yes, it's whether to move it up on the agenda to a higher place than it is now. So, so now I'm asking for a speaker against.
Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
Just quickly, I think we got more important things. We got to hear the report from the interim executive director and hopefully from the CFO. There's some other things we need to get to. So I think we need to strongly vote against moving this up on the agenda.
Okay. Another speaker for moving it up on the agenda.
I thought I was muted. Sorry.
All right. Well, I'll speak to it.
Kim, go ahead.
I think it's important that we start dealing with this issue of how to hire a corporate counsel. I mean, it's going to be a process. We're going to have to do some research and seek out new attorneys who might consider representing the Pacifica Foundation. And so I think we should get started on it. And obviously I think it should get started on the process of hiring somebody before we limit who can call the attorney and bill up charges. But nevertheless, that's the way that that went. So I think it's an important issue. One faction says we don't need corporate counsel, and the other faction says, yes, I think it's very important that Pacifica has corporate counsel. So that's the vote. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to speak against. I'd like to speak against moving the motion at this point.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm convinced that everything that's on the agenda from this year, all however many items, and the stuff from 2013 and the stuff from 2012, is really crucially important to everybody who brings the motion. We will never get anything done if we spend an hour talking about what we might get done. So I actually object to the movement of anything on the agenda except for the item I'm about to raise.
Okay. All right. We're ready to take a vote on this. This would be whether to move this item up on the agenda. And if you vote yes, you're voting to move it to immediately after the management reports. If you vote no, you're opposed to that. So
point of order, Madam Chair, please.
What is your
point of procedure? I guess it is. I would like this vote and every vote actually at this meeting to be recorded by name in the minutes going forward. Is there any objections to that?
You don't, Madam. Point of order.
I think the position is. The position of the secretaries is that we need to have a vote on that, that we can't just that it's not just simply
a motion.
Point of order. This is
okay.
Kim.
All right. Carolyn, did you make – are you – I'm not recognizing you, Kim. Carolyn, are you making a motion that you want every vote recorded? We're about to take a vote. I think.
Point of order.
Is that what you think is necessary? Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Point of order. This is Kim.
Kim, what is your?
We already voted on this issue.
Point of order.
This is Rodrigo. Point of order.
Yeah.
I am speaking, Rodrigo. Okay. You can speak after me.
Okay. Hold on, everybody. Kim, hang on. I want to ask if there's a second to Carolyn's motion, and then I'll hear what we...
Point of order, Margie, before we have to do this.
Go ahead, Go ahead, Kim. When did we vote on it?
About two meetings ago, there was a vote to have roll call, and it passed.
No, I think I think those votes can only be applied... I think those votes can only be applied to that meeting.
That was not the wording of the motion. That going forward, all roll call votes will be on the record.
I'm going to ask
the vote.
I'm going to ask the secretary.
Point of order. Go ahead,
Rodrigo. What is your point of order?
This is not. It's out of order. This is not necessary. The name is called, and then. Whoever answers is the person who's been answering. Is the name and the vote is recorded already, so we are not in an in-person meeting or where we have to raise our hands. I don't see why these people don't understand. You know, we do record our names and our vote. That's very clear. So I don't think this is totally out of order. We just have to go ahead and vote. Please, you know, let's move on. You know, this is at least platonic tactics. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
I raised point of order before Ms. Kaufman. She might have spoken. You might have heard her more clearly, but
yes.
I did raise a point of order.
Go ahead, Serene, and then I'll take Carolyn's question. What is your point of order?
Okay. Well, my point of order at the time was that people who were speaking weren't recognized. My point of order now is that I would ask you to remind members that they are to wait until their request for a point of order, a point of information, is recognized by the chair before they start.
Thank you.
I'm totally sick of meetings where people have no self-control.
Point of order.
Hold on. I'm not going to recognize anybody.
Why?
Because I am going to ask the secretary if, in fact, we passed a motion that said that all votes should be recorded by name.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my recollection is that motion was made, I think, at our meeting on the 17th, and therefore the 17th of April, and we continued that meeting on May 8th. So that applies to that meeting. It does not apply on a permanent basis, and I would strongly object to that.
Okay.
In fact, I object to the motion that was just made, and I'm waiting my turn to get on stack.
Got it. Okay. Carolyn?
I had a point of personal privilege.
Point of order?
What is Lydia?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia. What is the point of order?
My point of order is that we were discussing a separate motion. She can't interject a new motion. I actually support it, but I'll hear arguments at some point in time. Right now, aren't we still discussing the position of Carolyn's motion?
Yes, and
okay,
I have called
then can
for
we
the
stick
vote.
To that, please?
Okay.
And
so
call
the
vote
first,
and then go
so
on
first,
to the next issue?
First, we will take the vote on moving Carolyn's motion. Then we will take up Carolyn's motion on recording votes. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Janice Lane Ewart. Brian Edwards-Tiegert.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta? Can't hear you. Lydia Brazón?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
I'm sorry, what are we voting on?
Moving the placement.
The placement of Carol of Burdens. Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Adriana Castanez?
No.
Hank Lamb? George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Lynn votes no. Manager Sabah? Jim Brown?
No. Madam Secretary, this is Richard. I meant to say yes. I'm sorry. I meant to say yes.
Too late.
No.
It's not too late.
Oh, geez, people, relax.
That was humor, I think.
Was that Hank?
No.
No.
Oh. Benito Diaz?
No.
And Liz King? Tony Norman?
No.
Heather Gray is not here, I'm sorry. Rodrigo, I did not get your vote. Countdown one? One moment, then.
Sorry, it's not. My
okay, got you. Thank you.
No.
Got it. Thanks. Madam Chair, the vote is 6 yes, 8 no. You wish to vote?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Adriana, are you getting a different count?
Yeah. Me too.
Yes.
Okay. In the yeses, I have Janet Coburn, Kim Kaufman, George Ryder, Richard Uzel, Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman. In the no's, I have Brian Edward Stegert, Jose Luis Fuentes, Rodrigo Argueta, Lydia Brazón, Lawrence Reyes, Adriana Castanez, Serene Roberts, Jim Brown, Benito Diaz, and Tony Norman. Did I just add wrong?
Yeah.
6-10.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you. No, I don't need to vote. Okay. So now we're ready to move on to approving the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Madam Chair, there's another motion.
Okay. What is it?
Okay. Currently in new business, which is Roman numeral 6, item A, a motion from Director Brian Edward Stegert with regard to the setting of the board agenda. And I would ask that we move that up to immediately after the resolutions with regard to AC and Alambe.
Okay. So this is, tell me again what it is.
Oh, I just advanced. Sorry. It's new business, people. 6A. Roman numeral 6. Oh, I don't know what page. It's page 5, it looks like.
Okay.
Point of information.
Wait a minute. Okay, yes, go ahead. What is your question? Oh, I see.
Were we going to deal with the motion to record votes in writing?
Yes.
Motion?
I'm sorry, Carolyn. You're right. You're right.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Carolyn. Make your motion.
That all votes be recorded by name in the written and published transcripts of the minutes.
Okay. Is there
point
a
of order.
Hold on a second. Is there a second? I had told Carolyn we would take up her motion after we.
No. We understand.
It's Brian, with the point of order.
Okay. Hold on a second. Is there
I'll
a second?
I'll second Carolyn.
Thank you, Brian. What is your point of order?
If you want to create a standing rule of order, which is my understanding that you want to make this for all votes going forward, then you have to give prior notice before it can be taken up.
Thank you. Okay. I take your point of order. So, Carolyn,
thank you. I will give prior notice. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, it's a point of order.
Yes, what is your point of order?
Or something. You know, people need to send their motions in before we vote on them. We've had situations where people say one thing, we vote on it, and then they later send in something different. And when the minutes come out, they want to argue about what the motion was. The motion is whatever the body believes it is at the time that we vote. So everyone needs to send their motions in before we do any voting.
Very good. Okay, thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair, Richard.
Yes, what is your point of order, Richard?
I think that the Robert's rules that member just quoted about the vote on this needing to be noticed. I don't think it needs to be noticed, but if it is not noticed, it's a two-thirds vote.
That's right.
But it doesn't need to be noticed. But two-thirds votes are pretty high.
Okay.
Hurdle.
All right.
No, it needs notice plus two-thirds.
Okay. Thank you,
a
Brian.
A special rule.
We had this discussion before around the two speakers for and two speakers against on changing items on the agenda. All right, so now we're ready for Serene's motion, which would move the
agenda setting motion. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is a motion that would limit discussion on agenda setting to 20 minutes, no more than 20 minutes. And you want to move it on to immediately after the...
the motions with regard to AC and Alambe.
Okay, all right, okay. Is there a second for Serene's motion?
Benito.
Okay. So we're ready for a speaker four.
Well, maybe there's no opposition.
Okay. Is there any opposition to this?
To what?
To moving this item up.
Which item is it?
This is Brian's motion to limit debate on agenda setting to no more than 20 minutes at each meeting.
To move it up to where?
To move it to essentially to the beginning of the agenda, immediately after we take up the motions to remember the two people who passed away.
In front of the reports?
In front of the reports. In front of the minutes. Okay.
But, Margie, I have a point of order. On April 17th.
Hold on, Kim. Hold on. Let me ask a question. I just want to know if I said that right, Serene, if I placed it in the correct position.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Kim, what is your point of order?
On April 17th, there was a vote to have roll call votes put on the transcript, the vote on the minutes. It was 13-3-1. Okay, so that was voted on.
But
no, it's...
Okay.
Point of order.
Unfortunately, Kim.
Point of order.
Hold on a second, Benito. Let me just respond to Kim's point of order before I call on you. The point is that can only, without making a standing rule, which requires prior notice and or a two-thirds of without prior notice. Or maybe it requires a two-thirds vote anyway.
No.
Two-thirds and prior notice.
I'm sorry. What you are asking for is a standing rule. We do.
Point of order. I'm not asking for anything. I'm reporting that
you're
on
not,
April 17th,
Kim
Cobrin made a motion.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
Point of order.
I hear you.
Point
Kim,
order.
You have to.
Point of order.
Hold on, Kim.
And Benito has a point of order.
Okay, hold on, Benito. I'll get to you in a second. That motion can only apply to that meeting. It is not we did not make it a standing order. We did not change the procedures of how we do business in that discussion. So that motion passed, and it applied to that meeting. And because that meeting was continued to a second date. It applied to both parts of that meeting.
And
it
didn't get two-thirds.
And it did get two-thirds. If
no,
we
didn't.
Want, yes, it did, 13-3. It got two-thirds. Okay. If we want to make this a standing rule, we need notice and we need a two-thirds vote. So I am suggesting that someone who wants this to be a standing rule give prior notice. Benito, what is your point of order?
My point of order is that this whole discussion is out of order because we had just dealt with that issue a minute ago and moved on to the next motion. So can we just continue with complete this process and start the meeting?
I sure hope so.
As arranged, Hank is in attendance.
Hi, Hank.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. So,
Janet Kay, point of personal privilege.
What is your point of personal privilege, Janet?
So I am requesting, because sometimes I cannot hear people's votes, that the secretary repeat back, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, that the secretary repeat back the votes that people cast.
Okay. Thank you. I'll ask the secretary to do that. Now,
hi, Zach.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Serene.
If there is confusion as one person overtalks or whatever the case is, I'd be happy to do that. But doing that each and every, you know, the point is not to make the process as burdensome as possible. Or at least perhaps the point is to make the process. It's unnecessary. If people are respectful of each other and mute when they're not recognized, we won't have this problem.
Oh.
And my repeating a vote. Okay, I'll stop there.
Can I have a
Janet
point
Kate,
of
continue my point of personal privilege, please?
Hold on, everyone. Please, can we not respect the secretary and allow her to clarify? Somebody's breathing into the phone. Stop breathing into the phone. When
somebody's sleeping.
when we. Respect the secretary's request that when it is unclear, she will ask for the vote to be repeated, but that people listen up and pay attention and don't talk during votes and don't make speeches during votes, then we can get through this much more quickly.
Janet Kay, that's not my point. May I just add one thing?
This is that a point of personal privilege? I'm, like,
yes,
amazed. Okay,
yes.
What, go ahead. What is it?
It's not that just about interruptions. It's about sometimes people who say their vote, they say very low or mumble or you know, there's background noise. That's why.
Okay.
It's not clear sometimes. It's just
okay.
If I
would suggest that if it is not clear how someone voted, you may ask that people repeat their votes. All right. But that only if it is not clear, and there's not to be all kinds of yakking and carrying on, okay?
So I ask during the vote or after the vote?
After the vote. After the vote is over, if you did not hear someone, you will ask the secretary to repeat the vote of so-and-so, whose vote you didn't hear, okay? Anybody object to that?
I do. I actually – hello? Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Janet.
You know,
right,
I mean, really –
point of order. Point of order, this is Brian.
Excuse me, but this is a point of personal privilege, too, because I'm sharing a disability with the other member. And you know, to make these things a little less difficult, to make communications a little easier, let's call it musical that you have to repeat the people's names. It's not such a big deal, but it does make it provides for enhanced intelligence.
Okay.
So,
point,
you know,
order.
Just to be petty.
I'm going to recognize Brian, who asked for a point of order. Go ahead, Brian.
When did we open debate on our voting methods, and where is it on our agenda?
Really? Not.
Point
so
of personal
somebody
privilege.
Wants to put it on the agenda.
Then all this colloquy is out of order.
Yes, we're done.
It's a
we're
point
done.
Of personal privilege.
We're done. Well, I'm sick of – no. I don't consider
– Okay. Day.
Okay. Please.
Adriana's trying to be heard.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, out of order.
Hold on. Okay, Adriana called for the orders of the day. I am not – if someone wants to make a motion about our voting methods, do that, notice us, and we'll take it up. Okay, we're moving on now. Serene, I've lost the whole thing. Let's see, Serene.
We will be voting on moving the Ed Tigert motion to immediately – thank you.
Okay, but I heard I believe we heard one did we hear two speakers form? I can't
remember. None. We just seconded the motion.
Okay, go ahead. So let's hear a speaker.
Yeah, we need
form.
To stop the breather, too.
Yeah, the whoever's breathing needs to put their phone on mute. Go ahead. I'm ready to hear a second speaker against or second speaker for.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
Can you give me a minute and I will call Otis to make him please notify the person that is making the noises?
Okay.
Maybe we can correct that. Do you want me to do it?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Madam
Chair, can someone mute their phone? I hear someone breathing constantly.
Ask them to mute because you can't.
Well,
them permanently if
they
fell asleep.
No.
If he's sleeping, you can't hear us anyway.
Okay.
No, it's just heavy breathing.
Okay.
No, it's snoring.
Oh, please. I don't want to hear this discussion. Adriana's going to talk to Otis, identify which phone it's coming from. We'll deal with it. Okay. Now, a speaker against Serene's motion. I hear no speakers again.
This is Hank. I would like to hear the motion.
Okay, the motion is on your agenda. It is the motion that Brian Edwards Tigert made. It's the first motion under new business, and Serene wants.
It's page 5, Roman numeral 6, item A. My motion is to move that motion up on the agenda to immediately after the tribute. Resolutions to our two colleagues who transitioned in the past few days.
All right, this is Kim. I'll speak against it.
Okay, go ahead, Kim.
I would like to hear the reports from three reports that are on the agenda. I would like to really get into that before we deal with this procedural thing. I'd like to hear the business of the foundation and the station right now. I think that's very critical. So I'd like to deal with those first. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Is there another speaker for or another speaker against?
Benito for.
Go ahead.
And Serene, I don't think I got a chance.
Oh, you didn't. Okay. So Serene for and then...
Benito can go ahead first.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Benito.
It's 9:48. This meeting was supposed to have started at 8:30.
Are we doing meeting business?
We're not even finished agreeing on the agenda. This is the same thing that has occurred this year, meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. I don't think the fact that this occurs at every single meeting is the reason why we need to limit the time spent on agreeing on what the hell we're going to talk about.
Okay.
So I don't think nothing else. This is common sense. I don't think nothing else needs to be said. This is so obvious that I don't see what else needs to be said.
Okay. Serene.
And I'm losing my temper, so y'all please excuse me, but this is ridiculous.
Thank you. Thank you, Benito. Serene.
I agree
okay,
so with Benito. This is just stupid.
I'm sorry. Is someone...
I agree with Benito. This is just stupid the way we are doing things.
Okay. So that's... I'm afraid that's two speakers for and two speakers against.
Okay,
so
fine.
We have
okay,
to
in the interest
vote.
Of time, let's just go.
Okay. So this is Serene, the motion by Serene to move Brian Edwards Tigert's motion on limiting debate on the agenda to 20 minutes at each of our meetings where we are discussing agenda. Take the roll, please, Serene.
Is there now an objection?
Are there any objections?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Take the roll.
I have a question.
Hold on a second. Who is that?
This is Richard. I have a question.
What is your question?
Is this motion being asked to be a standing rule?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's why you
standing
have it as such.
That's
and
right.
It takes a two-thirds vote.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Or absolute majority.
Right.
What?
All right.
Janice Lane Ewart. Brian Edwards Tigert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Thanks. Janet Coben.
Pass.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazón.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Casanev.
Yes.
Hank Lam.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Carolyn Burton.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Doreen Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Super yes.
You get two votes. Lizette King is. Are you here, Lizette? Tony Norman.
Yes, but it doesn't take a two-thirds vote to move it up on the agenda. Just a simple majority. Yes.
Right. Janet Coburn, you passed.
No.
Madam Chair, the vote is 12-5. Adriana, is that your count? Or anyone else who's keeping track?
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, I don't need to vote on that part. Okay. So now we are ready to deal with the testimonials concerning the individual.
Point of order, you still need to approve the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, George.
As amended.
Okay. Motion. Someone want to make a motion to approve the agenda?
Benito.
Thank you, Benito. Is there a second?
Second.
Adriana.
Okay.
Is someone speaking?
Adriana.
Who seconded?
Benito seconded. Okay.
No, Benito.
Oh, Benito made the motion. Adriana, are you seconding? I lost track of the voice.
That's what I said.
No. Thank you. Okay. So the motion before us is to approve the agenda as amended. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we have an agenda. Congratulations. Okay. So now we will deal with the testimonials. I'll call on if there's someone from D.C. who wants to talk about the two individuals who passed. And
Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Tony.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Tony.
I just want to speak about the E.C. Byrd. They're going to have services for him tomorrow. Our LSB passed this unanimous resolution in honor of A.C. Byrd. He served on this national board for a number of years. He even came to New York last year. Even though he was ill, he came to New York to the PNB meeting to state his case about wanting to be on the PNB. But he was a veteran that fought in the war. He was ill from the atomic test. He was a veteran serving in the military during the time they were testing the bombs. So I think that was the origins of his illness. But he was a great Pacifican. He was a great WPFW member, and he was a great American. So I want to give my tribute and. Our station gives its tribute to A.C. Byrd. Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard to the set.
Go ahead, Richard. Who's doing that? Don't do that. Go ahead, Richard.
I'd like to move that we accept this motion to in celebration of A.C. Byrd by acclamation.
Are there any objections?
What did he say?
He asked that we accept the testimonial about A.C. Byrd by acclamation.
Oh, okay, yes.
And I'm asking if there are any objections. Hearing no objections, so ordered. And then someone wants to talk about the other individual?
I do, and I'm sure Serene probably will, too.
Okay,
Olumide Brath was a programmer, the least of his creative endeavors, a longtime host of WBAI's Africa Kaleidoscope, but he was also an activist and an educator and an artist and a jazz aficionado, and he founded the Patrice Lumumba Society and brought Lumumba's fate to the attention of other African Americans and everybody else as well, and he was a very strong advocate for
Pan-Africanism and for intelligence about Africa. He was really a lovely, lovely guy. Okay.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I would like to make an additional motion that these, well, that once we approve this, which I'm sure we will, that certainly, like, AC's testimonial was just so beautifully written that it be on our Pacifica website, and that also the WBAI programmer also be posted on the website. I think it's important for us to show how much we care and appreciate our long-term.
I second that.
Okay. Are there any objections?
No.
Hearing none, so ordered. Janet, is there?
Yes, there is a piece in the Daily News. I will dig it up and forward it.
Thank you. Okay. Serene.
Actually, this is Serene. There are several pieces that are out, and the Daily News piece is very good, but there are other publications that are not quite as prominent, whose workers have also written great pieces about Alambe.
Right.
Alambe, I guess, is, you know, one of the patriarchs of WBAI. His knowledge of world affairs was encyclopedic. We called him the walking encyclopedia, because there was not an event or a date or a leader, popular or obscure. Well, actually, sometimes popular is obscure in the rest of the world. But anyway, about which Alambe could not give you an earful and tie other events happening elsewhere to it. He was a Pan-Africanist of the highest order. His program is Africa Kaleidoscope, not Africa Kaleidoscope. He founded the Patrice Lumumba Coalition, which those of you in the Berkeley area know. I think, what's the brother's name, Walter Turner? He does,
yeah.
Africa Today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has a Patrice Lumumba Coalition out there. And Alambe was also invaluable to the production of a program called Like It Is, which ran on WABC TV for decades by the late Gil Noble. Alambe he's traveled to Africa so many times. He and Samori were very close. Their interests and their concerns about what happened in Africa and the diaspora has, I think, become legendary. It will be impossible to replace him in any sense of the word. We wouldn't even try to do that. But his understanding about the value of Pacifica is something that I would remind us all to keep close to our hearts, even people who didn't know him well. If you have ever heard him speak, he organized community events, regular weekly events. He brought Africa, whether it was the continent or Brazil or Jamaica or wherever it was, he brought it to the world at BAI. And, in fact, I've been getting email from people who are not African in their ancestry as they trace it, about how much of a difference he's made to them. So I won't, you know, so I do want something to go on the web, but and the Daily News link can be part of that, but we are going to prepare something.
Right. Okay.
No. Listen,
all right. So any objection? Hearing none, no word.
I'm sorry. Can I just say,
yes,
for anyone who's listening on the stream who may not know, his services, his homegoing services will be next Saturday on the 31st at Abyssinian at 10 a.m. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay.
Madam Chair, Jim Brown here. I just want to say one quick thing.
Go ahead, Jim.
On Monday, we are going to have a two-hour special on A.C. Byrd. Mm-hmm. If there's anyone out there who wanted to record a statement for that program, for that broadcast, they can send their email to me, and I'll make sure it gets done.
Thank you very much. Okay. All right. I think this is very important and very moving, and I appreciate all of you who spoke. And I'm hoping that we can move forward in a more generous and peaceful mood. We are now at the point on the agenda where we will take up the motion that Brian Edwards-Tiegert sent to us concerning the amount of time we spend on agenda approval.
Point of information.
Hello, manager. Online.
Hi, manager.
My,
yeah. Point of information.
What is your point of information? What is your question,
was,
Kim?
Was this put above the minutes as well?
Yes. Hmm. It was placed directly after the testimonials. That's where it's placed on the agenda. Okay. Brian, you want to introduce your motion and motivate it?
Margie, this is George. How much time for this motion?
Oh, let me see. This motion actually has time. 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's pretty straightforward. The motion creates a special rule that going forward, there's a 20-minute clock on agenda amendment and approval. And I think we all share a great deal of frustration that we get to almost none of the items on our agenda because we spend the bulk of our meetings discussing our agenda. And I think if we all shared the confidence that we would actually vote an agenda through and get to the items on it, we would have less acrimony about exactly where they are because we knew that we would get to more than one per meeting. So I think it's a win-win for anybody of any persuasion who wants the board to actually get to vote on issues of substance.
Okay.
Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet. Before I call on you, let me just see if there's anyone else who wants to be on the speaker's list.
Tony.
Okay, Tony, go ahead.
Kim again.
This is not, we're no longer approved. We've approved the agenda. This is a regular item. We're going to discuss it and vote on it. I would urge people to not repeat anything that anyone else has said and to only speak if you feel it's absolutely necessary because, as someone just pointed out, we're practically out of time.
I'd like to be on the
I have you on the list, Kim. I have Tony and Kim
Janet
Kay. Okay, anyone else? Janet?
Can you hear me?
Oh, Serene?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Okay, so Janet, Tony, Kim, Serene. Go ahead, Janet. George, I'm sorry. These people get to speak for 90 seconds, okay?
Great.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, I have an amendment, and that is, and I'll read it, and I'll email it, that the meeting agendas be posted to the PNB at least 48 hours in advance of the meetings, and moving agenda items be discussed online before the meetings.
Point of information.
Hold on. What is your question, Carolyn?
Don't we already have a motion saying that they should be posted 7 days in advance? That's a CPB regulation. Have we ignored that, or am I confused about what we passed?
I can.
CPB requires time, date, and place of meetings. That's all.
Okay.
Our bylaws require purpose of meetings.
Oh, and we never said 5 days or 7 days or anything. I thought we had. I'm sorry. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So we're now ready for discussion. Tony, go ahead. Oh, did I ask for a second for Brian's motion? I'm not sure I did.
Janet Kay gave an amendment, so that is first.
Okay, so we have to deal with Janet's amendment.
Was there a second?
Is there a second to Janet's amendment?
I'll second, and I have a point of information about it.
Okay. So you've seconded, and now you have a question about it?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? go ahead, Kim. What is your question?
Does that include a voting process or what?
We can't vote online. It doesn't matter. It can't include a voting process. I think Janet was proposing is that if people are going to make amendments to the agenda, that they bring them up online so that people can consider them before we come to the meeting. Am I right about that, Janet?
Yes, but also that the agenda be posted.
Yeah, I got it. 48 hours before the meeting,
right,
and discussion of any changes online prior to the meeting. We can't mandate that, but you're encouraging people to do that. Do I understand this correctly? You can't force people to discuss changes.
Point of information?
Yes. What is your question, Adriana?
I don't understand how that is practical. How can we discuss something that we spend all this time and we need to vote on it.
Janet Kay, can I just respond?
Yes, Janet, go ahead.
The issue is not to discuss, it's to raise issues of I want to move this to this place, that to that place. Any discussion or voting would be during the meeting.
I'm sorry, I have the second part of that. How do you solve situations like we just discussed? We just talked about Mr. Bird, the death and all of this. How can we put that 48 hours in advance? It's not practical.
It doesn't limit it completely. It's just to get the speed.
Adriana, hold on a second. Let me see. Perhaps I don't understand the motion. Janet, have you sent it to the board list?
Just about to do it.
Okay. Because what it seems to me...
I just did.
Okay, thank you. The request is that the motion would require that agendas be sent out 48 hours in advance, and then and that individuals who want to move agenda items around raise that issue on the PMB list before the meeting takes place. You can't require people to do that. You can't make people do that. People can come to the meeting and still make changes, and all changes would have to be voted on at the meeting, and individuals could raise those changes at the meeting. So just to be clear, I just looked at your thing. It says that moving agenda items be discussed online before the meetings. I think that can only be interpreted as encouraging people to do that, but you can't require people to do that. Does that answer your question, Adriana?
Yes, but basically, how can we pass a motion that doesn't do anything? We
can't. This discussion is out of order at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Point of order.
Okay.
Point of order.
I apologize. Janet's motion has been made. It's on the floor. It's been mailed to everybody. We're now just... Kim,
Janet Kay, I'd like to speak to my motion.
Hold on a second. It's been posted on the list, and we're now discussing it. Janet, you may motivate your motion.
I'm sorry. Madam Chair, I have a point of order.
What is your point of order, Serene?
A member may raise a point of order, but they cannot declare someone else to be out of order.
Thank you.
Which is what just happened.
Okay.